We all stumble. We all mess up. And when we fall, that's not the important thing. It says good people get back up again, even if they fall seven times. That's the difference between a success and a failure. That verse is talking about what psychologists call resilience. Resilience is the most important characteristic for a child if they're going to succeed in life. Resilience. Do they have the ability to get back up again?
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this brand new series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can take all of your relationships to a level you never dreamed possible with the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Fighting for an Awesome Family.
The Bible tells us in Luke 2:52, this is when Jesus was 12 years old. It says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and favor with men. Now notice, there are four kinds of growth you want to have in your family. You grow in wisdom, that's intellectual growth, mental growth. You grow in stature, that's physical health. You grow in favor with God, that's spiritual growth. And you grow in favor with man, that's social growth. Every person in your family needs to be growing in all four of these. Not just the kids, but you, mom, you, dad, you, brother, you, sister. You need to be growing physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially. How are you going to be different a year from today? Do you know any more than you knew a year ago? Are you closer to God than you were a year ago? Are you more loving than you were a year ago? Are you literally growing? Awesome families encourage growth. Average families just stay the same. Now, what do we really learn from our families? Well, there's some things, if you don't learn them in your family, you're never going to learn them. You can't learn them at school. You can't learn them at work. You only can learn them in your family. And I will tell you this. Most of your problems as an adult comes from the fact that you didn't learn certain things correctly as a child. And if you didn't learn certain skills as a child, then you're going to have a rough life the rest of your life. There are five things you must learn in your family. And if you don't learn them there, life's going to be tough for you. You might write these down. The first one is, the first thing we have to learn is what to do with feelings. One of the most important skills in life. How do I handle my emotions? What do I do with them? How do I deal with how I feel? What do you do with feelings? And in a good, awesome family, you learn how to recognize your feelings, how to name your feelings, how to own up to your feelings, how to identify your feelings, how to express your feelings correctly rather than incorrectly, how not to stuff them, and how to deal with how you feel. If you don't learn how to deal with how you feel in your family, you go through life an emotional cripple. You have to relearn it somewhere else. And the reason why so many marriages split up is because they didn't learn in their family how to deal with how you feel correctly and effectively. And you need to let people be honest and let kids express their emotions. One of the stupidest things a parent can say is, stop crying, don't cry, don't cry. Why? Crying, there's nothing wrong with crying. Tears are a gift from God. If you're telling your kids, stuff your emotions, stuff your emotions, stuff your emotions, they're going to have problems with their emotions the rest of their life. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing to be ashamed of with crying. And telling your kids stop crying is saying, deny your emotions, deny how you feel, and you learn to stuff it. And that comes out in all kinds of strange relationship patterns later on. In a true family, in an awesome family, we learn how to recognize that's a good emotion, that's a harmful emotion. And we learn to name it, own it, speak about it, identify it, talk about it. That's a key. So you name them, you don't stuff them. Second skill you have to learn in the family is how to handle conflict. And if you don't learn how to handle conflict in your marriage or in your family, you're gonna have problems in your marriage because you don't know, nobody taught you the skills on how to resolve and clarify conflict. And if kids don't see their parents working problems out in front of them and showing how, this is how we deal when we have a difference. This is how we deal when we get hurt, how we deal with when we get mad. Then you have a problem with that. And what happens is most people in conflict, they become either a mute and a martyr or they become a maniac. They either hold it in or they explode it. Everybody, if you don't learn how to deal with conflict, you tend to become a skunk or a turtle. Now, skunks, when they're upset, they let everybody know it. They just stink up the place. And they spray, and everybody knows they're ticked off. A turtle pulls into their shell and isolates and pulls back out of fear of conflict. Now, here's the interesting thing. Skunks always marry turtles. Don't look at them.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
If you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they are worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This 4-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, cultivate amazing friendships, and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Most people in conflict, they become either a mute and a martyr or they become a maniac. They either hold it in or they explode it. Everybody, if you don't learn how to deal with conflict, you tend to become a skunk or a turtle. Now, skunks, when they're upset, they let everybody know it. They just stink up the place. And they spray and everybody knows they're ticked off. A turtle pulls into their shell and isolates and pulls back out of fear of conflict. Now, here's the interesting thing. Skunks always marry turtles. Don't look at them. But you know one of you is a skunk and one of you is a turtle in your marriage, all right? It's true in every single marriage. All right, one of you is the aggressor and one of you pulls back, and neither of these is the more godly approach. So neither of you get the higher upper ground morally. They're both ineffective ways to deal with conflict. A third thing, really big thing you have to learn in family is how to handle loss. Because you're gonna have a lot of losses in life. You're gonna have big losses, you're gonna have small losses. And you gotta teach kids. And even parents have to learn how to grieve a loss because nobody wins all the time. In fact, for a kid to have an unbroken string of wins in early life with no losses is actually detrimental to them. You don't want your kid to win all the time because when they get out in the real world and they face the inevitable losses that they're not number one all the time, it's devastating. If they haven't learned that Failure won't kill you. Failure won't destroy you. A loss won't be the end of your life. You don't win everything. It's like if you're in a professional baseball team, it's actually good to have a few losses in preseason because then the pressure's off. What you don't want to do is have an unbroken season of all perfect wins and then lose in the Super Bowl. That's the painful. If you're going to lose, you might as well lose early in life and learn from it. And so we learn how to deal with losses, and we treat the losses of kids as big things so they can learn how to grieve. I remember when Matthew, my youngest, was quite young, and he had a pet hamster named Wilson, and Wilson died. Now, we didn't treat it and say, oh, he's just a hamster. Come on. I mean, really, it's just a glorified rat, you know. We didn't just poop with, oh, you can get another one. I'll get you another one tomorrow. No, we treated it very seriously. We had a family funeral for Wilson. And we went down into the canyon and we buried him in a little box. And we all stood around and we each had our little say of how much we loved Wilson and how much he meant to our family and things like that. And what I was doing is I was teaching the kids the theology of grief. That it's okay to express grief. It's okay to be sad. In fact, you're going to be sad many, many times in life in much bigger ways. And so we don't demean it. We don't dismiss it. We deal with the losses of life. You know, there's another board game that we played a lot growing up. You know this one too. It's called Chutes and Ladders. How many remember Chutes and Ladders? How many have played Chutes and Ladders? Yeah. This is a metaphor for life, friends, because life is a matter of chutes and ladders. You roll the dice, and when you hit a ladder, you get to go up, and you roll the dice, and when you hit a chute, you go down. And that's the way life works. It's not all ups and downs. Now, one of the advantages of games like Chutes and Ladders is because in games of chance, it puts adults on the exact same level as a kid. You don't have any advantage with your college degree in playing Chutes and Ladders. Okay? It's just a roll of the dice, so you're no better than a two-year-old at playing this game. And the fact is in life, some things actually you take you up, and you're going to have some real successes in life, but don't get full of pride and don't get, you know, full of ego, because on the next roll, you're going to hit a chute and you're going down. And sometimes you're ahead of everybody else in the family, but in two roles, you may be behind everybody else in the family. That's life. That's life. That's the way life is. And it's teaching kids how to have ups and downs in life, and not get upset about it. A game like this teaches things like take your turn. And some people never learn to take their turn. You can see them on the freeway. Okay, they're just cutting off everybody else. It's not like take your turn in getting into that lane, okay? It teaches teamwork, but the main thing it teaches is how to win graciously and how that losing won't destroy you, that it's just a part of life. So that's one of the reasons, the values of board game is it teaches us how to handle losses. One of the verses you need to memorize, whether you're a parent or not, every person should memorize this verse. Write it down. Proverbs 24:16. You need to teach this verse to your children. Proverbs 24:16. It's one of my life verses. It says this here on the screen. Even if good people fall 7 times, they'll get back up again. I love that verse. It says, even good people fall. The word there actually in Hebrew is the word righteous. It says, though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. Even when good people fall, you know what? Even the best people, the well-intentioned people, they stumble, they mess up, they flub, they say the wrong thing, they do the wrong thing. We all fall, we all stumble, we all mess up. And when we fall, that's not the important thing. It says good people get back up again, even if they fall 7 times. That's the difference between a success and a failure. That verse is talking about what psychologists call resilience. Resilience is the most important characteristic for a child if they're going to succeed in life. Resilience. Do they have the ability to get back up again? They fall off the bike. See, a lot of kids learn, I'm not even going to try because I stumbled once. So I give up. I went to one practice at music and I didn't like it. So I'm just going to give up. I went to one game in soccer and I didn't like it. All right, I messed up. I embarrassed myself. So I'm going to give up. And so people learn to give up and then they spend the rest of their lives facing challenges and giving up. But in teaching a child resilience to keep on getting back up, those are the leaders of the world are people who have the most resilience. They're not any more successful. They have just as many losses in life. It's just they don't give up. And they are resilient. Chutes and ladders, metaphor for life. Number four, fourth thing we learn from our families is we learn what values matter most. What values matter most. And you have to just help your kids know this is important and this is not. Now, would you agree that the world is teaching our kids values that aren't very good? Everybody agree with that one? All around us, the world is teaching our kids values that we don't agree with. The world teaches that all that matters is how you look. That image is everything. Doesn't matter what your character is, it's how you look. The world teaches that the more money you have, the more important you are, the more successful, the more fulfilled you'll be, the more significant your life is. That's not true. The world teaches is that everything is about sex. It's not. It's not. The world teaches that the more you can get people to praise you, the more valuable you are. That's not true. And our kids are learning a lot of values from movies, from video games, from songs, from their friends, from all of culture, all these things that aren't true. It's important to teach our kids the three basic temptations of life. The only good thing you can say about Satan is he's entirely predictable and he doesn't have any new temptations. There are only three temptations. The Bible calls them the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It has to do with how I feel, what I do, and what I get in life. Secularists or philosophy would call them hedonism, materialism, and secularism. But basically, it's sex, salary, and status. It's basically saying life is about three things. Getting all the good things you can, possessions. Having all of the pleasure you want, regardless of how it hurts other people, passion. And becoming important and having status, that's position. These are the three temptations that Jesus went through, that Moses went through, that Adam went through. I could take you through the whole Bible. And teaching our kids what these are so they can recognize false values. That what matters most in life is sex, what matters most in life is money, and what matters most in life is power, prestige, and popularity. They're just not true. And every single advertising ever created by anybody appeals to one of these three temptations. Every single one. Every print ad, broadcast ad, TV ad appeals to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And the product says, you get our product, you'll be sensual, you'll feel good, you just have all kinds of pleasure inside of you. Or if you get our product, you'll be envied. You're number one. We do what's best for you. Look out for number one. And I got to do what's best for me. And it's all about you, you, you. Or materialism. You need this product because it'll make you significant. It'll make you important. You know, when my kids were little, I taught them these three values. I said, these are the three values you're going to be up against, and none of them are true. And we would stand in front of the TV and watch commercials, and I would pay them a nickel for the one who could figure out which value was being promoted by that ad. Lust of flesh, boom, here's a nickel. Now, I realize that was materialism. But at least they were learning to spot what most kids and even adults accept without question. We teach our kids the values that matter most. And the fifth thing we learn from our families is good habits. Good habits. habits are determine your character. In one of the interviews I did at Blocktober, one little kid said, I said, what did you learn from your family? He said that manners make the man. He said, my dad tells me that all the time. Manners make the man. I thought, whoa, I know CEOs who don't know that. They're mean, they're rude, they're bossy, they're pushy, they're prima donnas. They don't know that manners make the man. I'm going, that little kid knows more than that CEO does about the real issue of character. By the way, if you want to read a good book on some of these things, what we learned, we have a couple in our church that have written an outstanding book. Mylon and Kay Yerkovich, well-known counselors, Christian counselors, have written a book, How We Love Our Kids. And I highly recommend that book. Now, if one of the marks of an awesome family is that we help each other grow, how do you do that? How do you help mom grow? How do you help dad grow? How do you help brother and sister grow? How do you help your nephews grow and nieces grow? Well, let me give you two ways that help people grow and two ways that don't. This applies in every area of life. Two ways that help people grow. Number one, we grow through example. Through example. Jesus did this in teaching the disciples. John 13, he says, since I have washed your feet, which was a model of humility and service, it's an act of service. Since I have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I've given you an example to follow. Do as I've done to you. We learn best by example. Your kids don't want to hear a sermon. They want to see it. They want to see it in your life. And second way we help people grow is through conversations. Critical conversations. If you're not having conversations with your kids about real issues, they're not growing. We grow through conversations. Unfortunately, most conversations we have with kids have to do with, we need to get here by this time and get back to here by this time. And conversations are about schedule, eating, or homework. And no conversations about the stuff that really matters in life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Now, if you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, well, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they're worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This four-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, to cultivate amazing friendships and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Every day on this broadcast, we look to God's Word for our daily hope. But the Bible says the greatest hope is this. One day, at the right time, God is going to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Jesus as the head. One day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a day that's going to be. People from every tribe, every nation, every language group, every ethnic group, bringing praise to God and admitting that Jesus is who he said he was. I look forward to that day, and I know you do too. Thanks for listening. I love you, and I'll be praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.